Hello, and welcome to Natural Geekery. This is a podcast that focuses on role-playing games, creativity, storytelling, and the flow that can happen when friends or strangers sit down with some dice, some rules, and decide to tell a story. We currently feature an actual play called Wild as Plus, where there is no GM, only two old friends using a few rules and creating a fantasy world and a story from random die rolls. My name is Brian. Welcome aboard. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Wild as Plus. We are back at it after a short break. I am joined once again by Dr. Hip. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Wild and wonderful.
Wild and plus. Did I just get a spit take on you, dude?
Dang it. That's not the way to start 2021.
Oh, well, I'm going to leave that in, I do believe. okay, so, well, we had a nice break. That was nice. When we were last together, we had stopped on a cliffhanger with our two characters in sort of a tense situation. We're going to try and figure that out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Did your 2020 finish up all right?
Yeah, it was kind of nice and low key.
Ah, yes, excellent.
Yours?
As was mine, also quite low key. No major keys were played, which I'm pretty happy about.
Yeah, kind of C minor.
Yeah. As spoken as
humor.
Yeah, spoken as if you were perhaps a musician. Okay, so let's jump into this thing. Let's get this going. We've got a little bit of backstory we've got to fill in as a previously on Wild as Plus, and let's kick that off. So our two characters, Luden, the Paladin of Sadara, a half-orc, and Hazo Quickbolt, the Gnome Ranger, both are Drachenfeld Surveyors Guild. They had been sent out to talk to this Outlander tribe, to deliver an artifact, and to try to gain access to these old, ancient ruins that had been reportedly uncovered. And that was accomplished through, several episodes, which you should, if you're interested in, you should go back and listen to. And after that all occurred, we were given permission and actually asked by the Outlander chieftain to go to the ruins in order to determine if the dark fae that had come and attacked them and drove them out were still there. We went with a fellow Outlander that we would call a companion at this point, Rarsta, who is also a half-orc. And we traveled to these ancient ruins. She knew how to get there, and we went in. We discovered it was a massive, massive settlement, quite large, larger than we had expected. And in the course of trying to investigate the area, we were attacked by an owlbear and that came out of nowhere. And it ended up, actually, that the owlbear had been about to kill a dark fae that had been injured and had gone missing from the original cohort of dark fae. Now, when we entered the ruins, we had seen one dark fae sort of come out of nowhere and spy on us, and we knew we were being watched. However, after we healed this dark fae that had been wounded by this, severely, almost near death, had been wounded by the owlbear, we had just healed them. Luden had just given up his last major healing potion, and then we were surprised by the appearance of the two remaining dark fae. And that's where we ended our show. So to set the scene, we are in these ruins that kind of resemble, I don't want to say Pueblo, but like sand walls, like adobe walls. I think we determined they were kind of squarish in nature. Mm-hmm. And they were laying out in sort of a large area. And they were hidden back in a hidden canyon. That's why no one had actually seen them in for so long. And this canyon had opened up due to flooding or perhaps an earth shift or a minor earthquake or a landslide or something happened, which opened this up. The Outlanders had found it and had been living there. However, the Dark Fae had come along to look for something, and they had pushed them out. What am I missing? Oh, number-wise, there were 6 Dark Fae. There are currently only 2 left. There is 2 left able to move. There's one who is wounded. Then there's the one we found, which we determined through using Mythic was had gone missing during the attack from Skokul the Black Dragon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? Enter the Black Dragon, who had engaged the Shadow Fae. We're calling them the Shadow Fae, not the Dark Fae. The Shadow Fae in a battle during a thunderstorm. All these pieces, man, trying to keep these all straight.
Yeah. It's complex.
Yes. So we are there. They started with 6. They lost 3. They had 2 healthy ones. 1 is injured, and they've just discovered a 4th one thanks to us. So we're going to see how this goes.
Yes. And that's where we are.
Yes. And that is where we are. So before we go any further, we are playing a role-playing game without the use of a game master. We are using the Mythic game system that was invented by Tana Pigeon, who is in the latest interview we had on the show. We were really happy to have her on the show. And
very cool.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have her on the show. So her system, which is a way to play a role-playing game without a game master. So we don't know what is about to happen. We have to kind of roll with the punches that the game sends us. And we do so in, we build scenes and we play through them. So we don't have a game master. So that's part of the fun of this particular project. And we will, or experiment as the case may be. And so we will ask yes or no questions. We roll 2d10s. And if it is 11 or better, then that's a yes. And if it is a 10 or less, that's a no. And then we have some variations in there that we'll talk about if it happens. And then, yeah, we sometimes ask complex questions and we use the charts available through Mythic to answer those. So that's what we're about to do. Let's get to it. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So scene-wise, I see the scene ending when we ended the episode and us starting a new scene as we turn around and realize there are Dark Fae there. And we can kind of set the tone and the tempo of that scene. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that seems like a great idea. Just pick right up where we left off.
What I'm seeing is, and again, we define the scene, we see if that's what's really going to happen, and then we roll Mythic to see if we're right, right? So the scene that I see is that we turn around and we're going to basically have, we don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to have some kind of parlay or communication with these Dark Fae.
Parlay?
And we'll see how that goes. That's the scene I'm envisioning, that we have this confrontation / communication here in this room, and then we'll go from there. Is that any modifications to that?
No, I think that makes...
That works for you?
Right. Yep.
Okay. So chaos factor right now is at a 3. That was before the owlbear attack. We handled the owlbear fairly well, though. Luden is down. I believe he's down 2 fate points. He's only got 1 left. I think Hazo still has 3 fate points. I don't see us. And we're using the fate system, if you're just joining us for the first time, the fate accelerated system. I think there's no chance for any sort of fate point regrow, right? There's no chance for them to come back. It's too soon.
So we're just kind of starting with almost, I don't want to say continuation scene, but it's continuing from that story. It's not quite wrapped up yet.
Yeah. I mean, we could continue the scene, but I think it makes more sense to end the scene and we'll start over right here, right now. Okay. So our chaos factor is 3. I think we can maybe bump it to a 4. What do you think? Should it go to 4?
I think so, because
just with
imminent threat here.
That's true. It did kind of come out of nowhere too. Yeah. Okay. So chaos factor is 4. So we've decided what the scene is. Do you want to roll the chaos factor or do you want me to?
What the heck? I'll...
You're gonna take it on?
You can blame me. A 9.
A 9. Okay. So the scene stays the same. If we had rolled under the chaos factor or under, then the scene shifts. So that is the scene. It is, as we have determined, we're going to have some sort of communication / parlay with the Shadow Fae. All right. So let's kick this off. We've got a bunch of questions to ask. Mm-hmm. We have a wounded Shadow Fae that we don't know as characters was missing to the other Shadow Fae. So we basically have helped them find one of their companions that they thought was missing from the Skokal attack or feared dead. So that's a boon, I think, in our column. That's a plus. So I guess we ask right off the bat, do we ask something as direct as do they attack us or are they friendly to us?
Yeah, I was actually going to start with, does the Shadow Fae that we heal like regain consciousness or something?
Oh, like, yeah. Okay, up. Let's start there. I think that is a good call.
You like that one?
Yeah, let's do that. So we need to roll 2d10s. I'll roll one. You roll one. I got a 5.
8.
8. Okay, so there you go. 13. So the Shadow Fae that was wounded from the owlbear regains consciousness. So yeah, we've determined that it's a female Shadow Fae and she is conscious and fully aware. So that's a good point. So then the next question is, how do they react? So we could do this a couple different ways. We could try to narrow this down with yes, no questions through the use of the mythic, you know, system, or we go to the complex questions and we say, how do they react? And we roll for descriptors. That I think could get a little weird.
Yeah. And it seems too random. Like you were just saying,
yeah.
Like they should react to us a little more favorably since we just saved one of their own from death.
Right. Right.
And there's no way to really factor that in a detail check.
Let's ask if they just approach us non-threateningly.
I think that's a good way to say it.
And just go from there and let's see if we get a yes or no. I'm going to roll one. You roll one. I got a 4. Help me out, buddy.
8.
8. We could also probably give this a +2, but yeah, we didn't. So that's a 12. That is a pretty solid. That's not a solid yes. That's kind of a yes, but.
But they're cautious, maybe?
Yes, but maybe one stays back. Only one of them comes in to talk to us. The other one is staying back and being cautious. So this Shadow Fae comes in. Do we want to try and figure out a name?
Oh, I have a question. Those were both evens. Do we need to roll chaos and see if something else happens?
Oh, you're right. We do. That's evens. So go ahead. We need to roll. You rolled chaos last time. I'll roll this time.
Good.
I got an 8, so we don't have to worry about anything.
But only one comes forward then. Okay.
Correct. What do we want to do for the name?
Of the injured one we healed?
Yeah. Of the one that's going to come talk to us. Like, we don't really know how to name these guys.
Elite Guard number 1. Nope.
So I have gone to fantasy name generators. And
that's good.
Karenic, Eldarinth, Arid, Hastios, Elishor, Tarid. Let's see how many names here. I've got 10 names. Let's go ahead and roll the D10 and just pick one. What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say we kind of like that high elf kind of connotation. So something
right.
That sounds
high elf. Something high elven sounding. Something high. Something highfalutin. Oh, nice. That is Eldarinth. Oh, my God. Eldarinth. There we go. Woo. Took me a minute. Eldarinth is the name. And
well, that's good.
I'll write that down real quick because that's a hard spell. Eldarinth. What a fancy sounding name. How fancy.
Because they have this sort of baroque.
Yeah.
Ornate looking armor. They are the elite guard. So they probably got a little bit of chip on their shoulder for a good reason.
Right. And they're kind of, now when we say Shadow Fae, a lot of people may think drow. These aren't really drow. They're more pale skinned because correct. They do live in the dark and live in, well, we don't really know where they are, but hopefully the game will tell in the shadows. And they don't get a lot of sun, so they're more pale. They're not as pale and creepy looking as the Twisted Fae, but he'll probably introduce himself.
Ask us who we are, probably.
Yeah, probably ask who we are. We would, you know, we, of course, would reply. I don't think we're going to throw any, we're not going to throw any shade on these guys.
The only shade I could see is him looking at Rarsta saying, "You look familiar."
Okay, you want to go there. Do we want to see if Mythic says if maybe they have a past? Maybe they have crossed blades before. Has Aldarianth and Rarsta crossed blades? I've got a 7.
Great question. 8.
Oh, geez. Okay. So that's maybe why one of them is staying back. Is Aldarianth the leader? He sounds like a leader. Is Aldarianth the leader of the Shadow Fae contingent? I got a 5.
8 again.
Ooh. So that's a yes, but. Well, there's not much to lead, right?
Right. Well, 13, okay. A leader.
He's a leader of 2. But still, he's a leader.
I'm still the leader.
You have to respect me. Okay. So, but he is the person in charge of this particular mission. And yeah, I think does Rarsta throw him any shade back? I don't know. I don't see this going too hostile. Yeah, I think this is the time for Luden to maybe step forward and use some of his charisma-based Paladin of Sedara goodness.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Try to ease tensions, any tensions that are apparent as things get started. Real quick before we do that, will the wounded female elf, will she immediately go to Aldarianth, or will she stay with that? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, does she rush to him and rush to her friends, or does she thank us? And you see what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm.
Scene wise, I think that is an important marker to the rhythm of the scene to help determine how this may go. So let's roll that real quick. We need to come up with maybe the female name as well. But does she rush to her comrades? So I'll roll 1, you roll 1. I got a 7.
Also a 7.
Ooh, so we need to roll chaos. It's your turn, friend.
2.
Nice. Well done. Okay. Great. That's wonderful.
So that's
what we get.
Double means exceptional, yes. And
yeah, a random event occurs. So good job. Okay, so that'll be fun. So she's going to, let's real quick, let's get her name. I know, right? Like, let's have this just go to hell. Okay.
Well, I am Captain Roadblock, so.
Captain Roadblock. Hello, friends. I see you're trying to play a game. Let me hold you up. I'm Captain Roadblock. The new NPC bad guy, Captain Roadblock. When we play a supers game, by God, there's going to be a Captain Roadblock. Okay.
Wouldn't that be a great just little caveat?
Yeah. No, I think it's, I'll try to keep from making that your new nickname. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's roll for this female real quick. Name. Ooh, Mira. Mira? That's kind of cool. Mira. Okay.
Yeah. All about just let's go with the first thing that comes up.
Go with the flow. Wildest plus. Okay, so Mira dashes over to them, and we need to figure out this random event. So first thing we have to do is we have to figure out the focus of what this event is. So can you give me a percentile dice roll there, good sir?
33.
33 is an NPC action. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Well, she went over to her friends, so maybe that might be more than that is what you're saying.
Do we want to, I think we don't, but do we want to include the NPCs that are outside of this scene? In Mythic form, we would roll on the NPC list, but how do you feel about that?
Let's keep it a little bit tighter.
A little bit tighter. Okay, so...
Just say it's...
Okay, that's cool.
Elite Fae or...
Is it Rarsta, Eldoranth, Mira, and then your puppers?
Tamaska.
Tamaska, the she-wolf.
Or it could be Elite Guard number 2 back at the door.
Okay, so let's throw them on as a number 5, and then roll a d6. Do you want me to roll the d6?
Yes. Or the elevator wakes up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's just go and roll a d6. If we get a 6, maybe that means we look at a different NPC list altogether. Correct. All right. I'm going to roll this one. I got one in my hand already. And I got a 5. So that is Elite Guard number 2. Now for actions, we're going to roll on the descriptor table.
Is this going to be percentage?
Yes. Yes, it is percentage. I roll 1, you roll 1. We'll combine the words we get and we'll see what we can come up with scene-wise. Again, we're going to go with the I don't know rule pretty quickly in order to keep the flow going. So if we can't come up with anything fairly quickly, then we're just going to negate it. We'll try again. I got a 77. What'd you get?
28.
Efficiently powerful. So Elite Guard number 2 is maybe bigger. Maybe he's larger set. Maybe he is more of a strength fighter. So what would he do that is efficiently powerful? Maybe he's going to... It's not going to really derail the plot that much, I don't think. But
no.
He basically maybe rushes in and... What if he knows Mira? What if they are a thing? Or maybe they're friends or friends, you know? Like maybe there's something more going on. And so he rushes in and as she rushes out, like she just rushes out the door and he like grabs her in a powerful embrace.
I like it.
I think that then that maybe shows some emotion and shows that they care about each other. And they're
You're
not
alive.
Just these, yeah, they're not these cold killers. So I like that. Okay, that works for me. That's a nice random action that goes with the story. Okay, so she runs out. He basically takes her away from us, right? The guard number 2, whatever his name is, leaving us with Ilanareth. That name is going to haunt me.
Darienth.
Eldarienth. I'll put the name in the show notes and everybody can just try to pronounce it. LD. 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 Yeah. That's your nickname now, buddy. LD. And I'm going to spell it ELD, like LD. I am LD. Okay. All right. Okay, so what do we do next? So he introduces himself. That there's that scene where they run out, she runs out, and what do we do next? Thoughts?
This is where he says, thank you for healing my friend.
Does he thank us? Do they show thanks and gratitude?
That's a good question.
Of course. I think that is a good question. I'm going to give it a +2 on this one because I think that's a pretty much a sure thing. What'd you get? I got a 4.
Also a 4.
Ooh, 8, 9, 10.
That's not very gratitudinal.
No, that is not. No gratitude, but maybe pleasantness. Like maybe he doesn't overly show gratitude. Maybe he's not super like, you know what? That makes sense. He doesn't want to overplay his hand. And he knows that he owes us something in a way, but not necessarily. And by the way, we just rolled 2 4s, so I need to roll chaos.
Roll high.
And I got a 5. That was a little too close for comfort. So nothing changes. I know he doesn't show gratitude, but he shows us civility and perhaps preference. I see him as being maybe because of that role, I see him as being measured and willing to have a discussion with us about what is going on.
That makes perfect sense.
I don't know if I want to role play this discussion. I think we can pretty much just talk it out.
That's good.
Let's see. I do want to have Luden try to use his words and his ability to soothe people. So maybe that is something I could look at. Yeah. So Luden does have the stunt friendly diplomacy, which when I made it, I didn't know we'd be using it that much, but hey, he gains a +2 whenever he uses charisma to avoid or end a conflict, keep the peace, or improve the mood. So I'm going to roll friendly diplomacy to, I'm going to make the advantage, a nice discussion. Now I think I'm going to keep it simple like that. I was thinking like maybe I would try to learn one of this guy's aspects, but I don't think I can do it with that. So yeah, let's just do that. Let's try to create the advantage, a nice discussion. And what do you think? His threat level is a 3, so am I just basically working off of that, I think? What do you think?
I suppose the only thing I would say is, since you've already just said that he's going to be civil and measured towards us, that I might reduce it to a 2, since we've already gotten a positive reaction.
That's I can side with that, actually. That makes good sense. So we'll see. I don't have to, as long as I don't botch the roll, I should get it. And wow, I didn't botch the roll, but I didn't do well either. So that is a +2. So that's a tie. So that's going to create a boost and not an actual advantage that we can sink invokes into. But it is a boost. There is an extra +2 hanging out there if we want to try and work with it. And there is sort of this sense of maybe they'll have a good discussion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Luden would, the most I'll role play out of this, just as a description, is he'll hold his hands out and, you know, he'll call this, he'll say friend, you know, I was hoping that we could have a conversation. Actually, I hope you are all right with that. And just have an interaction to kind of show that we aren't looking for a fight any more than they are at this point in time. And I think that's all. As far as my description goes, is there anything Haza wants to do?
No, I think he's just going to follow your lead. Be prepared. Something goes bad, but
right.
Stand at the ready, intent on the conversation. Also keeping an eye on Larsta. Is she going to react negatively to this guy? But right. Nothing else.
I think I'm going to have Luden attempt something. I think I'm going to have Luden attempt to draw out information from LD about what they're doing there or what their plans are. And then hopefully I can use that boost.
Yes.
Right? Like I don't want that boost to go to waste. So I was just sitting here thinking about what I could do.
Well, you probably,
I might have to
roll against the threat level 3 now.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely have to roll against the 3. So yeah, I think I'm going to have Luden. He's going to use his charisma to try to figure out or try to get from the Shadow Fae leader, what they're doing here, what they plan to be doing. We know, out of character, what's going on, but let's make it, hopefully, real for the PCs. And that is a +2. So I will, my total is a 0. My charisma is +2, so that equals +2. And then I'm going to blow that boost for an extra +2 to make it a solid victory in order to be able to draw out information from him. So we'll be able to learn that they are here looking for, we maybe need to ask Mythic if he actually says if they are here looking for the Dragon Temple or not. Yeah, this, let's just do it a straight up. I just can't see this guy being like, well, yes, and we are here for the Dragon Temple and we're here to do this. Like, they're not going to be super forthcoming. But maybe he'd say they were looking for something and they haven't been able to find it and they are heading out soon. Like, that's what we want to get out of them, is that they're not going to stick around because we know out of character, as sort of GMs playing in this game without a GM. So does he, and that they were here looking for the Dragon Temple and it didn't work out. Do we actually get that information? Holy moly, I got a 9. I didn't expect that. I mean, I was even thinking about putting negatives on it, but we don't even, that's still, that at that point now, that's inconsequential. Okay, so he would reveal that they are looking for this Temple of the Dragon.
I think so.
Because that's like a yes and.
Yeah.
So he's going to basically tell us quite a bit. Okay. So that. Ooh.
Did they find it?
I have a quick.
Temple of the Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. We never really determined if they found it or not.
Or what they think.
But let's ask. Right. They found something maybe? I don't know. Do we want to give this modifiers at all or just roll it?
+2.
+2 at that they may have found something they think was the temple or the temple itself. Okay. Sure. Why not? +2. I'm going to need it. I got a 3. 10, 11, 12. We do need to roll chaos on that one. Those are two odds. That one's you, buddy. You roll that one.
8.
Okay. So 10, 11, 12. So that is another yes, but. So yes, they found it, but.
Is that the real temple?
It's not the real temple. Yeah. I think that's exactly what that's. Yeah. We are in agreement there, sir.
Well,
okay.
Wow. That was more than I expected them to reveal. So very good, Luton.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually kind of taken off rhythm here because I didn't expect that. How do we react to that? Oh, wait, before we ask that, I had another idea. Does he talk to Rarsta and just say, do your people know anything of this place? Does he do that? Let's ask. Does he confront Rarsta? I got 8. 2. 8, 9, 10. No. That's also a need to roll chaos. Those are two evens. I'll roll that one. 6. No. So he doesn't. He does not confront her. Okay. So moving forward, how do we want to react to that? Oh, I wish I hadn't blown that boost now.
Now we want to know if they're coming back.
If they're coming back, and I mean, do we want to take a look at that thing?
I think that makes perfect sense. It's like, show us the temple.
Like, but see, like if I hadn't gotten rid of that boost, oh god, because I could use the boost to try and get the location. But maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care. Okay. Yeah. Did we decide if they were going to tell us if they're leaving or not? I think with that yes and, I think he pretty much tells us everything. That they've come, they've done what they wanted to do, and they are leaving. They are on their way out. That doesn't mean they won't be back, but now that they have two wounded and they're the only two healthy ones there, they are going to extricate.
Don't just say bitches. Too much?
Okay, let's take a break due to outrageous laughing and the ridiculousness of Dr. Hip and his funny little bits and commentary. thanks, Dr. Hip, for that. Yeah, let's take a break, talk about a few things, compose ourselves before we step back into the story. It's good to be back with another episode of Wildest Plus as we kick off 2021, son of 2020, right? What a way to start the year. The break we had last week was really nice. It was good. Let me think about some things and how to move forward with them. And I'm looking forward to the coming year with the podcast. I can leak that there are definitely some surprises in store. Some things are shaping up nicely. And yeah, we will be continuing with Wildest Plus, of course, but we will also be having more interviews and hope you're enjoying those. I thoroughly enjoyed having those guests on at the end of 2020, and it kind of got me ready to go with more interviews. I'm looking forward to more. I hope to intersperse the two as we go, but I also don't want it to mess up the rhythm we have with the Wildest Plus story. So we'll try to juggle them in and out. If you have any ideas on that or you want to be on the show, let us know. You can contact us via our email, which I'm about to mention, because if you are enjoying the show and the interviews, please take a minute to give us a like or a good ranking or a positive review on the podcast player of your choice. It just goes a long way. You can share the show with others if you think they would enjoy it. And all that just goes to help the show build momentum and helps us get the word out. And you can also contact us at our email at naturalgeekery@gmail.com. We love to hear your comments, your game stories, your questions, any and all of it. Feel free to contact us there. Of course, the other way you can support the show, we do have a Patreon, and you can find, you can go over there. The link is down in the show notes, and you can find bonus material, commentary. We love all of our patrons. They have done quite a bit for us in helping support the show and support us. And we are small but mighty. And we have a few different tiers you can check out. So give that a look. And if a monthly commitment is perhaps not possible, but you'd like to help out in some financial way, you can find a paypal.me link down in the show notes as well. If you want to just throw a one-time donation at us, we would love that. Even if it's for a cup of coffee, that would be wonderful. If the podcasting gods are kind, we will be back next week with another Wildest Plus episode and then an interview after that. Thanks to all of you for listening, and I hope you're enjoying the show. You won't hear from me at the end of the show like we sometimes do, so let me remind you now, right now, that yes, you are needed out here. You may not know it, but trust me, you are. I have it on good authority. You are definitely needed out here. The world needs creativity and hope and support, and you might just be the person that can share that today with someone. So think about that. And yeah, let's get back to the game and the ongoing parlay. See you on the next one, everybody. Take care.
Not ready. Man, I'm really glad. You almost would have gotten me back for that spit take earlier in the episode. Oh, man. Okay, so they reveal like their entire hand. Maybe, okay, with everything going on and the rhythm, I'm like, are they leaving today? Like, maybe they're leaving right now. Like, let's ask Mythic. Are they going to, now that they've gotten this person that they've didn't know is still alive, maybe they're like, never mind. We were trying to look around for missing people. We found one. We're out.
Yes. What do you think? Are they leaving now? And I would say,
maybe. Yeah, so give it a plus two. Okay, plus two. I got a three. I don't know what it is with these numbers for me.
Nine. 9,
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What, you rolled a 9? That's two odds, so you want to roll this one?
No, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn? Is it? I don't know. It's a blur. Ooh, I rolled a 2. Okay.
So that's exceptional yes on odds, right?
Yes, that is. Yes, you are correct. That is an exceptional yes. So they are literally on their way out. Like, maybe they were on their way out when we showed up.
Yeah, and then they kind of
that stuck makes more around. Sense. Like, what are these fools doing here? And then we stumbled on one of their friends and killed an owlbear. And they're like, okay, we've got one more that we didn't know we had. We are leaving. Yeah, I like that. Happens. Now, here's a question. I kind of want to figure this out. I want to suss this out. So help me with how we word this. Is there some level of favor owed to us because we saved one of their people?
Kind of like a life debt.
Yeah, maybe not as I had thought that maybe there was a chance that Mira would have stuck around with us or helped us, but that was shot with this latest, with that random event that happened. But do they consider us, are they marginally in our debt?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm not sure how to, I guess that's the best way to word it, right? Do they consider us Do they consider themselves in our debt because we saved a life, or we have some sort of perk? And does that, is that an advantage that could be created, or is that just something? I'm trying to figure out the best way to work the rules here.
I think if we roll it and it happens, then we will create an advantage.
I think yeah, okay. We'll say saved, basically saved a Shadow Fae. Yeah. Okay, let's... Hey, Mythic, is all that stuff we just said, is that true? That's how we're going to ask that. All right. Oh, I got a 10.
And a 7. 10, 10, 10.
A 7, okay. So we don't have to roll Fate or Chaos. Okay, 17. So yes, so we have the advantage, saved a Shadow Fae that will, that we could maybe use that, that's just hanging out there.
Keep that in the back pocket.
And again, I don't want to role play through this because then it'd just be kind of us talking to ourselves. And we do that enough as it is. But what if he says something basically to that effect, that your actions this day will not be forgotten? Do we ask about the Dragon Temple?
Yeah. And I think we should try and find out if they're coming back soon. Only because that we probably won't tell Briarspear. Maybe they don't know, but we can still ask.
Okay, let's ask. Will they show us where the Dragon Temple is, or direct us to where they saw it?
Okay.
I got a 3.
Ooh, 7.
That's a 10. Both odd. I'll roll Chaos real quick. Oh, no Chaos. So that is a no, but... Maybe they give us a general direction, like over that way. In this massive complex, it's over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a general, maybe he gives us a general idea, and we'll maybe try to track it down. I'm trying to think if I can do any kind of fate rolls or any kind of aspect rolls, you know, to kind of pull more information out and use fate instead of mythic, but this seems to be working. So yeah, let's see if he has, do they have any idea when or if they'll be back? And I got an 8.
5.
So yes. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. They'll be back, they just don't know when.
Okay.
It's kind of a yes, but well, they probably, I like that one. That seems to make
orders before they know what they're doing too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It makes more sense. Okay, so anything else for this scene? Is there anything else that... It's a fairly good discussion. We maybe move outside of this ruined building and where we found Mira. And he talks with us for a while and says they are leaving and good luck. Probably says something that the ruins are dangerous, but we already know that. Do you see anything else?
No, we sort of part in a peaceable kind of way and...
Which is a huge surprise to me, sir. It is a huge surprise to me. I thought, I mean, I knew this was probably going to be somewhat amicable, but I also thought that there might be swords, like blades crossed before this was all over.
I suppose that could be a question we want to ask is Rarsta willing to let them leave?
Yeah, I mean, but she may not like it, but...
She hasn't reacted negatively yet, so I don't see why she would have
to
jump in now.
Let's ask this. Does Rarsta have anything to cause a problem with? Does Rarsta have anything to say? I got an 8.
5.
Great. 5, so 13. Yes. What do we, let's, do you want to just do a complex kind of question and roll on the descriptor chart? And we'll just, we're kind of forcing this one a little bit, but let's see what happens. Descriptor or action? Let's do actions.
Yeah.
So let's see what she does. I got a 21.
19. What'd you get?
Interesting. Release ideas. Maybe she actually offers friendship as well. Maybe I'm thinking that she releases the idea of them being horrible creatures or release maybe she sees that they are not so bad, or that they have that they are a people too. They're not just monsters that came in and drove them out. Maybe she... Let's ask Mythic as we fumble through this. Maybe she talks to Eldarenth and speaks up near the end of the conversation and says that perhaps if they come back, they don't have to come back in such a violent way, or that they should... There needs to be some parley. There needs to be some understanding that they can't just come in and do whatever they wanted. Like, maybe they could communicate with the tribe, or maybe she extends some sort of option in that direction. Like, maybe she says she'll speak to the shaman and the chieftain about this, and when they come back, they probably possibly won't be greeted as poorly. Maybe that's what caused the whole thing. Maybe the Outlanders greeted them poorly. We don't know.
Somebody
knew.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes perfect sense. They claimed this territory, and they saw them as a threat, no matter.
Yeah.
And refused to talk, maybe. And who knows? You know?
So let's ask Mythic. Is that Rarsta's? Yeah, is that Rarsta's action/point that she makes at the end of the scene? I'll give it a +2. I don't think we're going to need it. A 7.
9.
9. Okay, so that's 2 odds. You want to roll chaos?
I do.
That's a 16. That's a definite yes.
3.
You got a 3?
Yeah. Well, that's 2 odds.
Okay, no, that's...
exceptional yes, right?
That's an exceptional yes, so she definitely does that. And that probably happens. There's probably an agreement made right before our eyes. So we're getting some crazy diplomatic stuff done here. This is cool. Okay. And I think that's seen. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No.
Well, then basically I think that's that scene. The Shadow Fae leave. Eldarenth bows and with a flap of his cloak, like bows and moves back into the shadows of the midday sun, like into the other building, like in the shadows of the ruins, right? Like he probably doesn't like direct light. And he joins the other two and they leave. They go to find their, the wounded person that is back somewhere and else, and they're going to get out of there. However they have chosen to get out of there, maybe a portal or some sort of magical device or something. We don't know, but they're leaving. Okay. Well, what's our next scene?
We're all standing there looking at each other like...
Yeah, next to a dead owlbear.
Yeah. I'm like, well, it's still early afternoon. Why don't we explore some more?
What a morning, right?
Yeah. Where was that temple?
He said it was that way. That way. Luden points that direction. I suppose we could head that way and see if we could find something that resembles it. What's next? What's our next scene? Is it more exploration trying to find the dragon temple? I think. What do you think?
It makes the most sense to me. It's the logical next step. Like, at least we would go look at it. There might not be anything that we're really going to find useful there.
Yeah, and he didn't really give us an exact, like, location. He just told us over that direction. So, yeah. Okay. Our next scene is we are going to try to find the dragon temple that was mentioned by the Shadow Fae. That's a good scene. What's our chaos factor? Did it go down?
Yes.
Okay. So then our next scene is we are trying to find the dragon temple. Do you want to roll chaos? Do you want me to?
I rolled the last time.
Okay. I got a 9. So we begin to search that area of the ruins for the dragon temple. How do we do that? I think that's going to be some fate rolls, my friend.
Yeah.
Maybe Hazo can
use his rangery skills.
I think Hazo's got some abilities that might come into play.
Yeah. This...
I think Luden is probably walking around with his sword out this time. And his shield ready. He was not happy that they got attacked by the owlbear out of nowhere. Rarstez probably got her spear. I mean, she could maybe help find it because she's somewhat familiar with the place. But Hazo, I believe Hazo has some particular abilities that could give us a hand.
You mean like the primeval awareness?
Maybe, or Lorehound, or you've just
yeah,
got Lorehound some...
Lorehound would be good.
You've got some scouty, ranger scouty bits there that you could pull on.
Okay.
Let's give this a, so we'll look around and we're trying to find this temple. This is something that possibly is fairly concealed and possibly doesn't like stand out, or does it? Like, I guess we need to ask Mythic, is this something that is like grandiose and standing out? Because if it was, then I would guess the Outlanders would have seen it and know that it was there. But they weren't really here that long. Let's ask Mythic. Hey, Mythic, is it difficult to find? I got a 3.
6? So?
No, not really. Oh, you know the Dragon Temple? Yeah, it's right over there, just right next to the bus stop. You can't miss it. Sure. That thing that is kind of a building MacGuffin, it's right over there. So let's go with maybe...
hidden in plain sight.
Let's go with average, a 1. You need to beat a 1. Like, if it's not that hard to find, then we could say a 2 if we want to be really difficult. But.
Okay, without blowing any stunts or bait points, I rolled a 3.
What aspect did you use?
What aspect?
Like your intelligence or wisdom?
Yeah,
or?
Intelligence is what I chose to use.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. And you got a what?
A 3.
A 3. Well, then you found it.
I'm looking around and I find some glyphs.
Here we go.
On the building, yes. Over, you know, on the side of the doorway. I said, well, I think this might be some kind of religious temple.
I'm gonna throw in here. Remember the pregame we played? We each took our characters and ran through a pregame, and you ran into, in that little pregame we did, before we even started the show.
Oh, that's right.
Back last year. Yeah, remember? Hazo had a little mini adventure where he ran into some evidence of the dragon cult.
Oh, that's right there. And there were these glyphs on this hidden cottage. Yeah, so let's say I see some familiar glyphs to that same cottage I saw in my pre-adventure.
So that fits in nicely. So that means you would be able to identify it, right?
Yeah. This is it, boys.
This is... But it looks like just a normal building. What makes you think it's anything special?
Brush off.
With the glyphs, you say?
I'll brush off to the side. Yes, you see these markings?
Yes.
I've seen these before.
Those are special?
They're special.
Well, where have you seen them before?
Well, I was out in the wilderness a while back, and I came upon a cottage. And this cottage...
Yes.
You remember me telling you something about this? Yeah, this cottage had these glyphs on it. And it turns out this guy who works there has some connection to the dragon cult.
And so these glyphs resemble what you saw in that cabin.
Yes.
Oh.
And the stonework by the hidden.
That's some providence. Excellent. Do you think should we go in? I suppose we go in. Do we need to be wary of anything? Yes, we need to be wary of something.
I'm not sure about that. It doesn't seem...
But yes, we go in.
Yes, we should go in. Always be wary.
Right? Lest I remind you of the owlbear, always be wary.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not really sure what to expect because I don't know how long it's been abandoned, but...
Do we need to do anything else before we go in? I guess I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Well... As a ranger, I'm going to look around the entrance for signs of recent entry.
Ooh, very nice. I would say, well, we did determine that the Shadow Fae had found this place.
Correct.
So go ahead and roll it, like beat a 0 or a 1.
All right, I got a 2.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you can determine that easily that there were booted tracks in and out. But you don't see, I would say you probably don't see anything else.
Right.
Let's ask Mythic. Is there anything else that Hazo sees other than Shadow Fae? Oh, I got a 10. Oh, my goodness.
Five.
What'd you get?
Five.
You got a five? Okay. So we don't have to roll chaos. And that's a 15. So something else. You find something else in those tracks. I have no idea.
How do we figure out what?
We have to do, I think we do a descriptor.
Yeah, a descriptor or a detailed check or something.
We could do a detailed check, but let's, I think I like the descriptor tables more for generating creative ideas. Let's try that first. Let's say this, if we get an I don't know, we're not gonna spend a bunch of time chewing on it.
Okay.
So let's just roll descriptor tables really quick. What is the thing that is unexpected? I got a 13. What did you get?
83.
Carefully, where's my 83? Carefully rough. I'm not coming up with anything. Carefully rough.
Well, it was in reference to me finding something besides their tracks.
So something being careful, maybe you determined that there is something else in there that was being careful. But it's a rough marking, like,
right?
It's
like chipped a bit of stone, like it's.
Yeah, like something came and went. Do we want to say something maybe came and went, other than the Shadow Fae?
Exactly. Something's been in here and checked this out.
But you can't determine what.
Well, I guess I could roll. I mean, I discovered it, or we have discovered it, but we haven't really tried to say.
So as a GM, so we know. So something else. Came in here. We can ask Mythic, did something else come in here besides the Shadow Fae, like some other creature or entity? I rolled an 8. What'd you get?
9.
9. Well, okay. Something else came in. It was carefully rough. Is it, well, let's just ask, is it a monster? Is it some sort of monster or beast? Oh dear. I got a 10.
3.
13. So that's a yes. Okay, so something else wandered in here after the Shadow Fae left it, or maybe, ooh. Maybe there's, let's do this so we can leave it mysterious and we'll try and figure it out next time. What if there's just some claw markings or something that is a marking in the sand and the dirt of the entryway that isn't a Shadow Fae boot and is obviously something else was in here or has come and gone? Does that work?
Yeah.
So there's something else.
On the stone. You got
yes.
It.
Yes. Okay. All right. I like that. I have an idea, but I think I want to save it because we are out of time. Let's close the scene. We're looking. Our heroes are outside of this normal adobe building on this ruined avenue of other adobe buildings. The only thing that marks it out as some sort of special building or entrance to something are these glyphs or these markings that Hazo has found. And Hazo, Luden, and Rarsta are all outside. There's no door on this building. It's kind of what I'm seeing. What do you think, Dr. Hip? It's just an opening.
I would discover these mysterious scratch marks.
That's right. Yes. And we don't know what is in there or if it's left or not, but something else is going on that you've picked up with your tracking skills. And we decide as a group that, well, we might as well go in and we'll fade to black there. And next episode, we will venture into the Dragon Temple ruins and see what happens. Excellent.
Shadow Fae and owlbears and dragon cult temples. Oh my.
Oh my. What is happening? If I had no idea, if I was going to say, if you had told me that all of this was going to transpire the way it transpired, I did not see any of this going down this way, especially the stuff with the Shadow Fae.
You can't even make this stuff up.
Well, you can. It just takes weird die rolls and some fun charts. All right.
Well played.
Yeah. You can, but you got to work at it.
Helps to be a little crazy.
That's it. You've told them our secret. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Hip. This was good as always. We'll pick it up next time with the Dragon Temple Ruins, and we'll maybe have a dungeon crawl. Who knew?
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, sir. And I will see you on the next one.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2021.
Yeah, indeed. All right, good roads, everybody. Take care.